Welcome back to NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing for Friday evening, April 24th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Gold edges down as uncertainty surrounds Iran talks. Gold is hovering near $4,800 per ounce amidst uncertainty surrounding Iran talks, with prices softening slightly in early Asian trading. The recent rebound was driven by easing tensions around the Strait of Hormuz, reducing immediate inflation fears and reviving expectations of potential Federal Reserve rate cuts. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited, engaged in gold mining, are closely monitoring the situation.
Guardian Exploration Inc. announces formation of advisory board and appointment of Elena Baranova. Guardian Exploration Inc. announces the formation of its advisory board and the appointment of Ms. Elena Baranova, an international strategic advisor with extensive experience in corporate finance, energy, mining, and infrastructure projects. Ms. Baranova's expertise in global markets, government negotiations, and capital structuring will be invaluable as Guardian advances its strategic initiatives. President and CEO Graydon Cowell welcomes her to the advisory board.
Premier Graphene and JV partner secure military contract. Premier Graphene Inc. and its joint venture partner secure their first defense contract with Mexico's Secretaría de la Defensa Nacional. The contract, awarded by FAV, includes the production of specialized military equipment. This marks a strategic entry into Mexico's military supply chain, positioning the companies for future opportunities in Latin America. Initial product delivery is expected within 10 business days.
Kins Carbon uses slower production process for uniform silicon infiltration. Kins Carbon, a product of Kins Motorsport, is utilizing a slower, precision-controlled production process to achieve a more uniform silicon infiltration for their high-grade silicon carbide structure. This approach enhances consistency, strength, and reliability under tough conditions, setting their carbon ceramic brake system apart in the market.
Resolutions of the 82nd Annual General Meeting of Lenzing Group. At the 82nd Annual General Meeting, Lenzing Group re-elected Dr. Astrid Scala Kuman, Magister Gerhard Schwartz, and Magister Helmut Birnkopf to the Supervisory Board. Patrick Lockenbucher remains chairman. The meeting granted discharge to the Managing Board and Supervisory Board for 2025. KPMG Austria Gimbabwe appointed as auditor for 2026. The board reported on activities, financial statements, and governance. Continuity and stability emphasized with re-elections. TechMedia Breaks Micropolis AI Robotics expands its automation strategy through an agreement with DP World to develop a container ascending system for logistics operations. This move into maritime and industrial automation solidifies Micropolis's position in AI-driven systems and next-gen logistics solutions, tapping into high-growth markets. For more information, visit Micropolis Robotics Newsroom. Kyberd Power Solutions and Movex Innovation have joined forces to provide mobile power solutions for defense and commercial applications. This collaboration will integrate Hybrid's Spark platform with Movex Innovation's electric equipment platform, offering a flexible and transportable power solution for various industries. The partnership aims to deliver a cleaner, quieter, and more efficient alternative to traditional mobile generator systems, enhancing operational capabilities in field applications. Defense news breaks. ParaZero Technologies Limited expands European presence with Romania reseller agreement. ParaZero Technologies has expanded its European presence by signing a reseller agreement with Romania-based Nuway Cord Security. The agreement includes marketing the Defendair counter-drone system and providing training and local support. This move aims to broaden ParaZero's footprint across Europe and NATO-aligned markets, with an initial demo kit purchase and planned live demonstration for Romanian defense officials at the upcoming BSDA exhibition in Bucharest.
Mining News Breaks Search Minerals, Inc. engages SGS for CRE scoping study, appoints technical advisor. Search Minerals, Inc. has engaged SGS Canada, Inc. for a scoping study on its critical rare earth element district in Labrador. The company aims to optimize concentrate production and reduce acid demand for future economic studies. Additionally, Dr. David Dreisinger joins as a technical advisor to support metallurgical efforts on the Deep Fox and Foxtrot projects.
Premier Graphene Inc., in coordination with its joint venture partners, HGI Industrial Technologies, SAP, and Nevada Ballistic Armor Corp., along with other affiliates, secured their initial contract with Mexico's defense sector. This milestone positions the team for follow-on opportunities, opening doors to future military contracts in Mexico and Latin America. The award reflects their operational capabilities and potential as reliable suppliers for defense products, with the first delivery expected within 10 business days.
SuperCloud Energy partners with Gaia Eco Developments to establish Gaia Pod Manufacturing and Sodium Ion Battery Facility in Missouri. SuperCloud Energy has part and will now understand what the difference between in-cell and sodium ion battery facility is likely to be released. SuperCloud Energy partners with Gaia Eco Developments to establish a performance manufacturing and sodium ion battery facility in Missouri. This collaboration will create a global hub for energy innovation, showcasing advanced technologies and sustainable practices. The facility, located within Gaia's Eco Development Campus, will produce SuperCloud's cutting-edge energy storage systems and GPOD platforms, demonstrating the potential for reliable, zero-emission power at scale.
Charbonne announces the signing of a 3-year UHP oxygen supply contract with a strategic American customer, strengthening its presence in the United States. Charbonne Corporation has signed a 3-year UHP oxygen supply contract with a strategic American customer, solidifying its presence in the United States. This agreement strengthens their relationship with the UHP client, ensuring a consistent supply of UHP oxygen for critical industrial operations. CEO Dave Gagnon highlights the significance of this deal, emphasizing Charbonne's commitment to becoming a key player in UHP industrial gases in North America.
Fitzroy Minerals signs letter of intent with Pucobre SA and outlines a conceptual joint development pathway for the Buen Retiro copper project, Chile 150. Fitzroy Minerals has signed a letter of intent with Pucobre SA for the Buen Retiro copper project in Chile. The agreement outlines a joint development pathway, including Pucobre's intent to provide processing capacity at the Planta Biocobre Electro Wind Facility. This collaboration aims to leverage existing infrastructure and operational experience for mutual benefit.
Rock Breaks, Trilogy Metals, Inc., NYSE American Power, TMQ advances Arctic project with federal permitting application. Rock Breaks, Trilogy Metals, Inc. advances Arctic project in Alaska's Ambler Mining District by submitting a Clean Water Act Section 404 application to the U.S. Army Corps of Unrock Breaks. Engineers. The high-grade copper project, with an average grade of approximately 5% copper equivalent, is also expected to pursue FAST 41 program coverage to streamline permitting timelines as the company progresses with engineering, environmental work, and field activities for a future investment decision.
Mining News Breaks, Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. expands Murdoch Mountain footprint with new prospecting applications. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has expanded its footprint at the Murdoch Mountain property with the acceptance of 3 additional applications to prospect by the Bureau of Land Management. This adds 6,011 acres to the existing permit, bringing the total to 1,813 acres. The company is progressing with environmental review and exploration work, including drilling, with average grades of 10.95% P2O5.
IMCX Gold and Silver Corporation sees 2026 to be the company's best year yet. CMX Gold and Silver Corporation anticipates 2026 to be a pivotal year as it progresses with the historic Clayton Silver Mine project in Idaho. Recent geological indicators have reinforced the company's dedication to advancing operations. With a non-brokered private placement financing of up to $2 million, CMX is poised for significant growth. Stay updated on CXXMF news at the company's newsroom.
The Protocase Companies and Advanced Glazings are hosting a career fair in Wilmington, NC, to support their rapid U.S. expansion. Hiring across manufacturing, engineering, open source infrastructure, and advanced building materials, the event will take place on April 30th, 2026, from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Maritime North Business Park. Attendees can explore opportunities with Protocase, 45 Drives, Protospace MFG, and Advanced Glazings, showcasing a culture of speed, ownership, and continuous improvement.
CBL International Limited acquires majority stake in Green Marine Energy Holdings Limited. CBL International Limited has acquired a 50.5% majority stake in Green Marine Energy Holdings Limited, expanding its sustainable fuel material trading business in Malaysia. This move aims to support the sustainable aviation fuel, SAF, and biofuel industries. GMH operates feedstock trading for SAF and biofuels, along with ship biofuel supply and traditional bunkering services in Malaysia. The acquisition aligns with global ESG considerations and regulatory requirements in the maritime and aviation sectors.
Overwhelming shareholder support at 2026 annual meeting, Scandium Canada enters the year fully funded to advance PFS, drilling campaign, and Alscal Oil's qualification. Scandium Canada Limited announces overwhelming shareholder support at the 2026 annual meeting, fully funding their PFS, drilling campaign, and Alscal Oil's qualification. With $15 million in cash and $6.90 million in non-dilutive funding, the company is well-positioned for a 12-month work program focused on key catalysts. All resolutions passed with strong majorities, including unanimous support for the six directors. The company enters 2026 with a clear focus on execution.
SportsSea Turf East Michigan standardizes putting green turf install process. SportsSea Turf East Michigan has standardized its putting green turf installation process, expanding its services to cover residential and commercial properties in the East Michigan region. The company now offers artificial turf installations for a variety of applications, including backyard putting greens and commercial recreation spaces. This expansion comes in response to the increasing demand for low maintenance, weather-resistant alternatives to natural grass in the area.
I'm focusing on newsramp.com/newsramp. After this presentation, we believe in use. Instagram story is the best chaos fighting deal is in. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.